Well, good morning. Good to be with you all this morning. I want to talk about a birthday party invitation. Do you remember what it was like when someone in your class was having a birthday party? Man, everyone was invited. Well, almost everyone. The person having the birthday would invite all those that they knew to come to their party. You got an invitation with a picture of balloons and a birthday cake on it. Also, the invitation told you the what day and the time the party was and where it would be. It was so exciting when Johnny or Susie handed you that invitation. You felt so special. What a great day it was going to be. When you got to the party, everyone was excited. In fact, most of them were bouncing off the walls. We would all play games like tag. And of course, you all remember the game we played most of all, pin the tail on the donkey, you know, where they blindfolded you and spun you around and you had a thumbtack that you had to put on the tail of the donkey. After the games, it was time for cake and ice cream. The candles were put on the cake. They were lit. The cake was brought in. Everyone sang happy birthday to their friend. And then he blew or she blew out the candles on the cake. And after they were blown out, everyone had cake and ice cream. And we ate together and we laughed. Wow, what an exciting time. Then there were the gifts for the birthday child. We would all sit around and watch as they opened their presents. It was so special. It was a special day for the birthday child as they were honored by all who came. Usually he or she would be given a crown to wear at least while at the table. You might not remember those times exactly like I've just told. But, you know, for me, they were fond memories. And I found I looked forward to receiving those invitations. Those birthdays, no matter how old the person was, were really to celebrate the day they were born. The day the Lord brought them into this world. Isn't that the true meaning of Christmas? It is to celebrate that Jesus came down from heaven and was born the Christ child. And we are all invited to celebrate Jesus' birth. Each one of us, in a sense, receives an invitation. I just listened to Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ, the Lord." The good news of great joy, the birth of Jesus, was for all people. The shepherds made it clear that this invitation was not for just the rich and famous. And it was also not just for the lowly and poor. The birthday invitation was for all of us to come and celebrate Jesus was born. For God so loved the world. He's every one of us that he sent his son, Jesus. Our Heavenly Father is the one who's throwing the party. As I mentioned, a couple of weeks ago. He's the one who put this all together. Our Father is the one who brought the fulfillment of prophecy of the Old Testament so Jesus would be born at the right time, in the right place, for the salvation of all mankind. The thing about getting the invitation is that it requires a response. When I was young, some who got the birthday invitations responded by just not going. I mean, there might have been reasons why they didn't go. They might not have gone because they were busy doing something else. Or maybe they didn't go because they were afraid for some reason. Others responded by coming and really enjoying all that the party had to offer. It is no different with the invitation our Heavenly Father has given to all to come and celebrate the birth of Jesus. Some reject the invitation because they're too busy. The things of this world have them so busy, they do not have time, or better yet, will not make time to come to see Jesus and to celebrate Jesus' birth. His birth in their lives is not a priority to them. Unfortunately, we can all fall into this mindset of busyness from time to time, and especially at Christmas. We get so wrapped up with all the festivities of Christmas, we miss the reason for the season. There are presents to buy, baking to do, cards to write, friends to see, and the list goes on. We don't make time to celebrate the birth of the Christ child, Jesus. Other things take priority. There seems to be no room in the inn. So the invitation to celebrate the birth of Jesus is put on the counter, as it were. And you know what happens to things that are put in the counter? They get lost in the piles and forgotten. So, some don't accept the invitation out of fear. We see this in the Bible with Herod. The wise men come looking for Jesus about 2 years after his birth. They are asking in Jerusalem, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" And listen to what we read in Matthew 2, verse 3. When Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. Herod was disturbed or troubled because he was fearful that Jesus might become the king. And if Jesus became the king, that meant Herod would lose his kingship. And more than that, he would lose control of all the area. He was concerned that this new baby might mess up all his plans that he had for himself, for his life, that he would lose control of doing things his way. Herod doesn't accept the invitation to come and celebrate the birth of Jesus. Actually, Herod wants to kill Jesus and to destroy anything to do with him. Unfortunately, there are people today who will not accept the invitation to come and celebrate the birth of Jesus because they're filled with fear. I mean, Jesus was born the king. He is to be king of our hearts, of our lives. coming and celebrating the birth of Jesus means we come to surrender our hearts, our lives, our wills, our plans, and all who we are to Jesus. To allow Him to have complete control of our lives. There are many today who do not want to surrender that control, for they are fearful of what they might lose. They think that they might lose something that is precious to them, that Jesus might come in and ask them to do something that they don't want to do. They want to be in control of their own lives. Busyness and fear stops many from accepting the invitation to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Oh, but there are those who accept the invitation to the birth of Jesus. The angels came to the shepherds in the fields and said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." That was Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And if we read further down in verse 15, we read this. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." The shepherds accepted the invitation. "A Savior is born to you." They said, "Let us go and see this baby, the Savior, Christ the Lord." They left their sheep in the field and went immediately to Bethlehem. They found the baby, Jesus, lying in a manger, just as they were told. As we continue to read on in Luke 2, we see the birth of Jesus filled the shepherds' hearts with praise, and they were glorifying God. Also, there are the wise men we mentioned earlier. They accepted the invitation too. They saw a star and followed it to find Jesus. Now, it was probably a couple of years later after the birth of Jesus, but when they arrived and saw Jesus, we are told they bowed down, worshiped Him, and gave Jesus gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh, the best they could bring. Many over the years have accepted the invitation. We must accept the invitation to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We are to come and honor, worship, and give Jesus the praise He alone deserves, what is due to Him. We celebrate the birth of Jesus, for He is our Savior. He is the one who made the way for us to have an incredible relationship with our Heavenly Father. We celebrate because the Christ child was born. He is Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us. As Isaiah 9:6 proclaims, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Why would we not celebrate the birth of Jesus, who is the wonderful Counselor, the one who is there to guide us in the paths we need to go as we walk this journey, the one who is there that says, walk in this way. Do not turn to the left or to the right. This is the path you need to go. Oh, yes, he is the wonderful Counselor, and we need to celebrate his birth. Would we not celebrate Jesus' birth? For he is the mighty God. All things are under his control. Nothing is outside of him. He has created all things, and now he sustains all things for his glory and his glory alone. This Christ child is eternal. He is the everlasting Father. Jesus was there at creation of the world, and he will be there for us throughout eternity. Without a doubt, this is another reason to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Jesus was born to be the Prince of Peace. He is the one who will fill our hearts with a peace in every situation. And that peace will pass all understanding when we fix our thoughts on him. Jesus brings a peace in the middle of the storm. There's just that calmness that comes into our hearts. We've experienced it. Now, that is a reason to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Yes, like the shepherds and the wise men, we also need to accept the invitation to celebrate the birth of Jesus, to give him honor and praise. It's all due him. Yet, when we accept the invitation, it doesn't mean we have to go to Bethlehem to celebrate the birth of Jesus, like the shepherds and the wise men did. I mean, Jesus is omnipresent, which means he is everywhere, all the time. The place to celebrate his birth is wherever we are. For wherever we are, he is there. The truth is, as a believer, Jesus lives within us. He abides in our hearts. He never leaves us. So wherever we are, we can celebrate the birth of Jesus. And there's always a time on for the birthday party on the invitation. And so when's the right time to come and celebrate the birth of Jesus? I mean, when is the perfect time? Well, traditionally, we have done it on December the 25th. But the truth is, we don't really know the exact date Jesus was born. So more importantly than just celebrating it on one day, more importantly, one day is not enough to celebrate the King's birthday. We need to celebrate Jesus 24/7, every day of the year. And so when you know the place and you know the time, as you know, we can't attend a birthday party without bringing a gift. Well, I need to tell you this. When you're wondering what to bring Jesus for a birthday gift, it's quite simple. He doesn't need gold, incense, or myrrh. I mean, that was great for the wise men, but he doesn't need that. I mean, Jesus actually owns everything. He has everything. There is nothing he needs. But there is something he wants for his birthday. Jesus wants our hearts. He wants us to surrender our hearts to him so that he can come and abide, live with us. Really, today and every day of the year, we are given an invitation to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Busyness, fear, or anything else should not hold us back from accepting the invitation to celebrate Jesus. You see, this needs to be a priority in our lives. It needs to take first place every day. We need to celebrate the birth of Jesus when we get up in the morning and when we go to sleep at night. It needs to be something we do all the time. For now is the time to worship. Now is the time to give Jesus his rightful place on the throne of our hearts. Come. Now is the time. Let us celebrate Jesus' birth now and forever. He is everything to us. I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I pray that you have the most incredible Christmas you've ever had, even in these unprecedented times, that you would experience and celebrate the birth of Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent your one and only Son to come down to earth, to be born of a virgin, to be the Christ child, to be Jesus, the Savior of the world, to be Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you for the invitation you sent to each one. Lord, the invitation that goes out to everyone to receive the Christ child. Lord, today we come and we give you our hearts. Come and set up your throne in the center of our hearts that you might rule and have control of everything in our lives. We surrender to you. We glorify you. Thank you that Christmas is so special because Jesus really is the reason for the season. And nothing can cancel, nothing can take away Christmas from those who have invited Jesus in. Those who've accepted the invitation. So, Father, I pray you would bless my friends in a mighty way this Christmas. In all this unprecedented time, Lord, that this would be the best Christmas, the most special Christmas they've ever had because they've known your presence in the middle, as they've accepted the invitation. Father, be glorified, we ask, in our lives. Amen.